we passed that last week.
Everything was taken care of, Cardinal Roofing?
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're not here. Energy Net, gentlemen, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chairman. We were here last week to show you how a sale will look on our website, and we were requested to submit a draft contract, and we'd be happy to answer any questions you have from us at this time, or wait for your guidance on how to proceed.
The guidance will be that it will be reviewed by our attorney at this time. We haven't got it back in front of us, but once we get the review from there, I think we're in business. Counsel, do you have any other comments? Councilman Crown.
I wasn't here last time when you guys did your presentation.
That's correct, but you called me.
A couple of little nuts and bolts things I was wondering about, just in my own mind, and maybe a refresh, maybe somebody wasn't in the room last time too. You guys, we're talking about having an online auction going on at the same time that there's actually one in person. Is that correct?
That's not correct. We will have the sale on our website, and we could bring our computer if you want. There's people who want to come and be at your establishment. We can have a station where they can
just go. Like Christie's.
But so people at the site where we're having the auction can vote or can bid.
The idea that could very well be a way to do it, but the idea would be that there is no longer the need to hire an auctioneer and hold a rental room or reserve a room to hold the auction. The whole bidding process will occur online.
Okay, so there wouldn't be in-person same time voting going on.
They wouldn't be correct. All the bids are placed on the energy website.
Well, then that answers my second question I was going to ask, is how, since you guys are paid by buyer's premium, what would we do with the people who are bidding in person at the site? So if we're not allowing anyone to bid in person, everybody has to go through your website, then everybody would be subject to the buyer's premium.
That's correct.
Okay. As the contract reads at this time.
Yeah. Okay. Because when we talked, of course, we were just talking, you know, big picture stuff last time. We did talk about having both the online and in-person bidding. I do remember that being at least a possibility. Again, maybe I apologize. You catch me up to speed. We sent to the attorney through our attorney, but we haven't made any deals.
That's correct.
Correct. So we still have time for.
Yes, sir.
Are we going to try to do this quickly enough for the first lease sale? Yes.
Council.
And did I understand from an email from the how did the council act on the? Email from the superintendent about putting it back to April and March.
No action was taken.
So at this point, we need to deal with whether we're having one in March or not.
I believe
regardless of whether these gentlemen are involved or okay.
We could have had that answered if it wasn't for that empty chair today.
Yeah, that was it.
That was the what we come up with Friday was. Hopefully, with her sitting in the chair, we can handle this if we were done or not. And if it's even possible with her sitting there, however, she's not here. So,
I will ask that was the answer to that part.
I suggest that this, with the time frame where we're at now, that we probably should just figure on doing her suggested time frame to go to April because without. A decision to be made today to go ahead and not knowing whether they will cooperate and get it done. That because we were talking about March the 6th or 7th, something like that. That's
here, basically.
That's here. Yeah. And nobody's been able to decide. We don't want another. I don't want, you know, a deal where we only have 5 days to nominate or something. You know, that's just not feasible to make it work. Okay. So I would. That's just my discussion on it.
Sorry to hold it on your deal to solve other problems.
If I may, Mr. Crum, I would be happy to share my contact information with you and give you a demonstration of what was shown.
I do have a follow-up for him because he talked to him about it before. You need a time frame for how quickly you can do it, right?
Right. What we would like, if after the contract is signed, we would like at least 7 days with a designated contact for us to work with them, make sure that the website is properly customized to the Mineral Council's needs. And then after that first week, we would like 4 weeks for the first auction, having the date of the auction at least 4 weeks away from the date on which we receive the parcel lease to do the proper industry-wide marketing. After that, should we do subsequent sales, we would only need 3 weeks. For the first one, 1 week preparations, 4 weeks for marketing.
Thank you, Councilman. Great.
Glenn, is that possible you can work with this gentleman and get a scheduled date? How much time Energy Net needs working with Rob and Phillips, and how much time if they both agree on a date?
Has to be April.
We can work to that date as an auction date and then come back and say, we're going to do this or not. I personally think we ought to go ahead and jump off of both feet and get that. That's my feeling, that this, we won't know, just like Mr. Thompson was, we have an auction, what's out there and what's the potential. It's no cost to us. So, thank you, Chairman.
And that comes up to other consideration, which we still have the federal route. There is going to be a question if we're allowed at last minute something that didn't go under their contract. They have to leave us the options available to bring something to the lease sale. And just as a criteria or a, we can't close that door. The federal law demands that from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And I think that is the review that's going to come up next on timing. They're not going to be able to make March. I would have rather them give you that information. But I do like the targeted element, but there has to be the mechanism to allow us to come in case we have that option in front of this council. We can't lose that. But the contract doesn't corner us. I've read it. And I would like to go to Councilman Yates and Second Chair of Redcorn.
I agree that the March payment, or March payment, sorry.
$4,035.
The March sale is probably way too quick, and I don't want to go through another hurried auction. It didn't work out well for us last time. But I do like the idea of an April, or whenever we can push it to. I would like to see this rolled out so that we can see how it works, any problems that may come up during this first one, and then how to roll it out. The second one should be even better. This first one we may have a few glitches, not on your side, but
guaranteed.
Our trustee and getting the information to you, notifying the operators, getting their information. I don't know what they got to do with it, how they vet it, but then getting it to you, I think that's where I'm kind of I see maybe the potential for problems.
There is going to be collaboration of the federal government turning you over the information.
Right, but I would love to see it rolled out and then see what glitches we have and then work on that for the next one.
Thank you, Council. Second Chair, please.
The only thing I would like to see is for you to, for us to have an auction in here along with your computer people. So anybody locally that wanted to bid could come here and bid.
Yes.
Can you do that?
We can have a computer for people to come and bid at this location. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I follow. Is that what you're
yes.
Yes. Ready. Yes.
Yeah, we can have a station here. Should anybody wants to do their bidding here, they can do that as well. Okay.
But we won't be able to waive our sovereignty under contract. You have to leave every option available to this council.
It will be our contract.
Sorry, brother.
Our contract is not exclusive, but if you have an auction online, it will be all online to encourage that competition.
With you, if you get the contract. Council, is there any other questions? Good.
Okay.
Councilman?
Well, as I'm sitting here counting up days and the time frame he needs, if we're going to try to shoot for April, I think we need to vote on doing this.
No. All right.
Huh?
make the motion.
I think that would be fine, but it'd have to be under precedent that we have to hear what the attorney brings back under the contract. Not the attorney general, sir, our attorney. And we're going to have to run three other contracts by, one for Mrs. Ponca, one here.
I think I can bypass that. I hope I'm okay with it. Say that we approve doing it subject to the contract being approved by our attorney.
Under clarification, we will have a motion to have interject contract. If approved by our attorneys, that we would proceed in signature.
Before we accept a second, the councilwoman certainly would like
when
to
when I read the contract, I had
some issues.
Well, he said he wanted to hear from me.
I know that, but.
Okay, I second.
Second. Discussion, please, Councilwoman Irwin.
Okay. When I read the contract, I had a few issues. I think they used the term federal land. I don't know what they mean by that. We're not federal land here. I don't know. Maybe it's something that they have to use. They used the term state. I also wanted to know if we wanted to go to state court or the Osage Nation court.
They won't let it in the Supreme Court. It has to be federal. Everything
we do is in federal court. And there's a sovereignty issue with me here. If we have to sign away sovereignty to do this, I don't know. So we will have to submit to our attorney, sir.
It'll be a non-encumbrance contract, of course, one like you've never seen before. With that, would you like that form of motion, sir?
I did.
And second by Councilman Irwin. Any other discussion? Just call for a question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
This is to have a lease sale and
this is to approve
contract.
Doing that as long as the contract is
okay. Regardless
yes.
of the day.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, of course.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Chishawala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Motion passed.
We live in a new world than we did 2 months ago. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Welcome to the future, grandkids. I have a moment. I'd like to hear from Mr. Sharn, please.
Mr. Chairman, I just thought from a producer's side, the motion that you just passed, will we continue to be the nominators of the leases? Is there any changes in where nominations are going to come from?
No.
So you're going to set a date of the lease. We're going to have a month or whatever it is. There's been no changes in the minimums. All
That's
we're
correct.
Doing is it's a different way to buy leases from the tribe.
You have an option to go on this site and actually take care of your business on it, knowing the contract we have with them.
And there'll be a date certain that the leases are submitted to you for approval.
That's correct, and to the Bureau.
Thank you, sir.
Councilwoman.
I just want to say we still have to use the BIA for everything except for selling the leases. We still have to go through the process. And I'm hoping that the information will be a little bit more forthcoming and not redacted so we can get on with our business. But it's still the same except for the process of selling the leases.
And I believe we have that covered over the FOIA does not include the Osage Minerals Council on our information. We don't have to worry about testing the water.
Well,
it's already hobbling full of sharks, so jump right on in. I do.
I've got two or three little things I'm going to bring up.
Yes, sir.
May I bring them up now before we go into
Let's hear about what they are first.
Well, one's about FOIA. He sent us a letter that whether you want him to sign it or the Everett to sign it.
Yes, ma'am.
He sent it a week or so ago. Everybody got it. Should have got it. If they didn't, then you can have a copy of this.
I would rather wait to make sure we all got it. That's under a certain lease. We won't mention it at this time.
It's a hardcore FOIA request of everything. Anyway, also, he called me back on this short oil company, and he said he wanted all that information sent to him before he could tell us whether or not we should sign off what rights were actually given up.
Counsel,
was sent to him.
Counsel,
yes. Attorney-client conversation?
Yes.
Yes.
He called
I asked her not to.
He told me to send him the information on this for a decision.
We have executive.
Yeah.
Point of order. May we move this to executive so I can ask questions that the... Because I'm
yes.
heard of what we're talking about, and I just don't want to
necessarily do it in front of them, over the mics.
I wanted to say before we move on that for the operators, a resolution was passed that we're going to have lease sales the first Wednesday on a quarterly basis from here on out. And the first one was supposed to be March 7th, and that's not going to happen now. And so it'll probably be moved to April, and that's what we just voted on. And then in June, that first Wednesday may not work either because of the dances. But then there'll be one in October, December, first Wednesdays of the month. So that'll give you a chance to do your due diligence. And
are you going to publish like you used to?
Yes.
For the year, and then we'll know somewhere to go?
A projected dates, yes.
We're hoping the BIA will get on board. They were notified last month on this.
Haven't made a meeting since. Thank you. Anything else, Director?
That's it.
Thank you.
You like the motion to go in exactly?
We're not done.
Are you?
Oh, that's right.
We are.
Dennis's not here.
No, you're not
here. Weather kept him coming.
Thank you. We are here. With that, I'd entertain a motion as requested from the council to go into executive session. Is that it?
I thought first and second. I think we've already got a motion and second.
That was only in consideration. We already passed that motion and second over the Energy Act. Do we have one on the floor now to go into executive?
Yes.
Okay, let's call for a question. I just make sure.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Thank you. I'd go right into the session, please.
It's
going to
get together.
They took it.
Took
it.
Took
everything. My head right over his box.
Can I talk about these
three orders before we talk to PSO?
Yes.
These are house